nobody's ever been as kind.
WJTL bringing you Corey Asbury's Kind. Good morning to you. Happy Winning Wednesday. It's 7:20.
A cloudy one today with afternoon rain likely. High around 43 degrees. Tonight clouds, rain, and fog. Temperatures rising to about 49 degrees overnight. Tomorrow, fog, rain, and clouds with a high of 53. And Friday, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain. Highs creeping up into the lower 60s. Right now in Harrisburg, 36 degrees. In Lancaster, 37.
This morning, our very special guest is poet and author Carolyn Stafiri. Good morning again to you.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you here. So excited to have you on the air to share your book. It's called With Me. Tell us a little bit about your book and where God has brought you to be able to write some of this great poetry.
Well, With Me entails the story of our 30-year journey with epilepsy. And it talks about the highs and the lows and the struggles that come along with epilepsy. But also is a takeaway for people that have ever wondered, why me? Why do bad things happen? Why do I have to struggle with something? And also, I'd like people to think, you don't have to be alone during these struggles. Who's walking with you? Who do you have beside you? Who's with you?
And so when you're asking that question, why me, what are some of the ways that that translated into some of these poems?
Well, why me? I had to discover again, I had to remember, well, God's with me.
Yeah.
What community did I build with me? My family's with me. My friends are with me. Those are the people I've chosen to walk with. But I've chosen to walk with God. I've chosen to keep him in my heart. When things are going wrong, he's always there, no matter where I've turned, whether it's with my family, my friends, but God's always been the anchor. He's the rock.
And you're hoping that as people read that, whatever they're going through, whatever tough times and whatever trials they're going through, that they find God's purpose for them in your words.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's amazing.
I want to know that they can find peace and encouragement for whatever they're going through.
Yeah. And I love that you've landed on this because you didn't start out thinking, I'm going to be an author, I'm going to write poetry.
Exactly right. Epilepsy took a lot of things from us and from me. So this was a new creative outlet, and I wasn't expecting this 2 years ago when I started writing poetry. A year ago, I started telling people I was writing poetry, and now we have this beautiful book with me.
Did you have a lot of apprehension in saying, I'm writing poetry? Like, what was that like?
It was very intimidating, even for me just to share with my husband, John, because I thought, oh my goodness, this is so personal, and I didn't want to say, wow, this is now a new creative gift. And yeah. what if this isn't real? What if this isn't good enough?
Yeah.
But you know what? I am worthy, and this is worthy. So God gave this to me. It is a gift. And so I'm so glad that I took that step of faith and was able to, he just dropped all the perfect people in place at the exact times so that these words could be shared.
And I know John and your family were very encouraging, but you had some folks who actually knew poetry, who actually are poets, who said to you, this is really good. You should keep pursuing this.
Absolutely. From Australia to people here locally who validated that said, I think we have something. And they just encouraged me to keep going, and they helped along the way and were very influential in it. Find a beautiful foreword that was written by my editor, and just beautiful.
Yeah, it's called With Me, A Poetic Expression of God's Faithfulness. I love the cover. I love the way it looks. And beyond being a poet, now you're also a shipping person who is shipping all these books out around the world.
I am learning a lot of new skills.
I think it's
very
awesome. I saw the video that John put up of the truck coming to your house to unload the books, and you actually have the books at your house, and you're actually the one who's sending them out.
Yes, it's a whole new experience. My grandchildren were beyond excited.
I love
just
that.
Just as excited as I was.
Yeah. Oh, carolynspoetry.com is the place where you want to go. The books are available there. The website looks great, by the way.
Thank you so much. And I have to give a lot of credit to my daughter, Abigail, for doing that.
Yeah, Abby, great job on that. So check it out online, carolinspoetry.com. We want to give a book away, but before we do, do you have another poem that you'd like to share for those who are listening?
I would. This one is called Life is Ugly. And it's part of the idea that epilepsy and just life in general isn't always nice. So that's part of this book.
Right.
Reality is, life can be ugly. Storms will come, untamed and raw, leaving you no place to turn. Walking with faith becomes reality when you need God to simply breathe. Never waver in the wind. Darkness cannot win. Choosing joy ushers in the boundless love God gives for the unexpected times when life is ugly.
Wow. Here's an opportunity for you to find God in the ugly parts of life and find out what he's doing in you. Check it out online, carolinspoetry.com. The book is called With Me. Carolyn, we are so excited to have you here today. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much, Fred, for having me.
Yeah, many blessings to you and your book as you continue to go on with it. And we want to give you an opportunity to win one right now.